Speaking from the ramparts of the historic Red Fort in New Delhi on Friday, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh said that a suicide bombing at the Indian embassy in Kabul has cast a shadow over efforts to normalize ties with Islamabad. India and Afghanistan have blamed Pakistan's spy agency for involvement in the July 7th bombing. Islamabad denies the charge. The Indian Prime Minister urged Pakistan to clamp down on terrorism.
Dehshatgardi ke masle ka hal nikale baghair dono deshon ke logon ki.
Mr. Singh says support for terrorism will negate the good intentions that we have for our two people to live in peace and harmony and make it difficult to pursue peace initiatives. India has long accused Pakistan of supporting groups that carry out terror attacks in the country and encouraging Muslim separatists in Indian Kashmir. But in the last 4 years, a tentative peace process resulted in friendlier ties between the South Asian rivals. The Prime Minister also called terrorism, fundamentalism and communalism the biggest challenges to Indian unity. The government is worried over the situation in Indian Kashmir, which has been racked by massive protests in recent days. The protests stem from a dispute over a plot of land in the Kashmir Valley on which Hindus want to build shelters for pilgrims. The government first allotted the land, then cancelled it following objections by Muslims. Since then, violence has engulfed both the Muslim-dominated Kashmir Valley and the Hindu-dominated Jammu region. The situation is worse in Kashmir, which has witnessed massive demonstrations. So far, the government's attempts to solve the impasse between the two communities have met with no success. Mr. Singh appealed for calm in Kashmir and called on all political parties to help find a solution.
Musibat ki is khadi mein batware ki rajneeti hame kahin ka.
Mr. Singh says in this hour of crisis, divisive politics will not lead the country anywhere. He asked all political parties to find a solution, keeping in view the long-term interests of Jammu and Kashmir. But those words were not heeded in Kashmir Valley, where streets were deserted as separatist groups called for a boycott of Independence Day celebrations. There was tight security both in Kashmir and the rest of the country for the celebrations. Tens of thousands of police fanned out in the capital, Delhi, and other major cities to prevent attacks by terror groups and Maoist rebels. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.